Well, they use it a little now, yeah. Not too much.
But does that mean only a white person?
No, that's right.
Okay. Okay, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son broke it. You might say the man got awfully
upset or got very angry.
Well, if you've been working very hard all day, by nighttime you say, oh, I am really
tired or give out.
Okay. And if not the teacher now, but the school nurse sent a little boy home because he quit at school, he...
Sent him home because he maybe wet his pants.
Okay, or if he weren't feeling good, how would you say that? He what sick at school?
Well, he was, let's see.
I just wonder, how would you say that word before sick? We had to send Johnny home. He what sick at school?
He wasn't feeling too good.
And he, I want a word in front that you put in front of sick. He, would you be like to say he... He took sick, he got sick, he was taken sick. How would you say that? Right after lunch today, he was
well,
sick.
I would say Johnny got sick right after lunch.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. And do you have a word for a noisy, prankish celebration that they might have after a wedding, maybe to tease the bride and groom?
Let's see. They have it, but I can't think of a name.
It seems like they used to do it maybe more than they do now. I don't know. A lot of people say, oh, we don't do that.
Well, I know after a couple get married, they tie some tin cans to a car and have some riding on the car in order.
Sure,
about
sure.
Two or three cars ride all around.
Right. What about a long time ago when maybe at night after the couple were married and had gone home, going outside and ringing bells or beating pans? You don't remember hearing anything about that?
I remember hearing just making a lot of noise.
No, it's just being a nuisance. You don't remember a word, though?
No.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or we'll get you.
Well, they used to tell us the boogeyman.
Okay. And how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Well, on December 25th, let's see, that's Christmas Day. The first thing you say, Merry Christmas.
Okay. Would you say any other things like Christmas gift, Christmas box, Christmas, any other?
They usually say Christmas gift.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase to take from one place to another, you might say to somebody, gee, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Well, I would say carry very far, but the average person would say, I'm glad I don't have to tote this very far.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head and tail up completely inside its shell.
Oh, now there's a lot that we call, there's one little one that swim around and eat all your bait. We call that a taffy.
Eat the bait?
Eat the bait off your hook.
Oh.
We call that a tad.
It's a real nuisance, huh?
And then there's two more kinds that you eat. One is a loggerhead turtle.
Yeah.
And the other one is a soft shell turtle. Now they eat them, but it's a little thing. They don't.
Well, do you catch them on a hook just like...
If you can, they're so usually so heavy this loggerhead, they break all your bite all your hooks in too.
Like how much do they weigh? Maybe?
Well, they start from 8 to maybe 25, 30 pounds.
Oh, you get them around here?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Lakes or rivers?
Well,
ponds.
Ponds. Yeah. And then